Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the prophet Isaiah, lesson 12, Desire of Nations. Wednesday, the year of the Lord's favor. I read in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This was read by our Savior when he came back to Nazareth, where he had been for a long time in his youth. He knew the synagogue. He had been there Sabbath, 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 one Sabbath after the other. He knew this building very well. And then he came back after walking around from village to village. And they were interested in his speech. And then he started this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor, the acceptable year of the Lord. And then Jesus said, and Luke the evangelist reports this in Luke chapter 4, and when he said this, they were full of astonishment, they were surprised, when Jesus said, this word is fulfilled today. Today? What has he read? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Lord has anointed me. Yet does he want to say that he is the Messiah? Ooh. We know him. He has been with us here. I've known him since he was a little child. I've known him for a long time. I've grown old in these days. So long have I known him. How can he be the Messiah? Because in their thinking, the Messiah would be here one day as a grown-up man, not being born and growing. And in the end, they became angry in this sermon. And they wanted to murder him. But he just disappeared through them because the time had not yet come. He had to do his work. The people there were surprised when they heard about this year of the Lord's favor. It's interesting. In Israel, because of God's command, every seventh year was a Sabbath year, a very special year. And after seven Sabbath years, so seven, then you have 49 years past. And the next one is the 50th year. And the economy in Israel was the following. When you do not work hard, it can happen when you're very lazy that you will not have enough money, you will become poor, and in the end, you will starve to death And the last chance is to sell your soil that somebody else takes in possession, or what you have aired. And therefore, when you do this, you get something for that, so that you can still live and do not starve to death. But the important point is, every 50th year, there was a great reset. And it was made as it was 50 years ago. So the original family got the original piece of land without paying for it. Got it back, the next generation. This happened so that the next generation had the chance to work in a better way than the forefathers. And because of that, that every 50th year, the reset taste is, the reset button is pressed, and therefore, we go back 50 years. The same family as 50 years before will get this piece of land and what was in the beginning. So there was never the chance that someone could become very, very rich as in our days, because every 50th year the reset button was pressed. And then the original situation was again.